News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, Hollywood came to the north side of Dublin last night as Paul Mescal was welcomed home for the Irish premiere of Gladiator 2. News Talk's own Henry McKean caught up with the Kildare heartthrob on the red carpet.
I just think he's a really talented actor, and I also really just like looking at him, to be honest.
So you fancy him?
Of course. Who doesn't?
I watched After Sun last year, and I thought it was phenomenal. I think he's one of the best recent Irish actors, and I saw Oliver Strangers, and I have the DVD for my bag right now, and I'm praying to get it signed for him.
And it is a brilliant movie, Oliver Strangers.
I'm from Kildare myself.
Are you?
I am. So I think it's great that someone from where I am is in a movie like this, and he's just so big in the film industry anyway, that it's just great that he's given Ireland a name in film, like Cillian Murphy.
So proud of him to see someone in Ireland go from a Denny's advert to a big movie like this. It's great to see.
Because I love Paul.
You love Paul?
I do, yeah.
I'm from Italy.
And obviously Gladiator and Gladiator 2 is about ancient Rome.
Yeah.
So you can really relate to it.
Yeah, exactly. Italian proud, you know. Yeah, I'm really happy to see him and to the fact that they're doing something about Rome, you know, and my history.
I'm a history student at UCD, and we've been talking a lot about the fall of Rome so far this semester. So like the timing of it just really worked out. And the first movies were my favorites, so it was like the timing was perfect. We had to come down.
Why'd you love Paul Mescal?
Great in Normal People. He's obviously such a cutie too.
He's a cutie.
He is a cutie.
All the way from Australia.
Yeah,
and they love him down there too.
Oh, I know, he was just there. So I was like, oh, we'll have to see him somehow. So came down here.
Who's sexier, Russell Crowe?
Oh.
Or Paul Mescal?
Wow, you really put me on the spot here. I mean, I would think I'd have to say Paul Mescal. I'm in Ireland, you can't not say that.
Of course. I'm Daniel Whiffen.
Daniel, swimming in a way, it's like being a gladiator, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, we were talking about this earlier. I mean, the Paris La Défense Arena was 20,000 people. You're performing, I'm not sure how many it was in Gladiator, but I'm sure it was a lot more than 20,000. But you feel that confidence walking out and stuff like that. It's very similar. I'm really looking forward to it. We watched the first one a week before I went to Paris, and I was saying my actual celebration I did when I won was Gladiator inspired. I did the Are You Not Entertained Russell Crowe, but no, I'm really looking forward to this movie. I've heard of some water scenes, so we're going to be judging some swimming. That's what we're going to be doing.
Paul Mescal has arrived here at the Gladiator 2 premiere in Dublin. Hundreds and hundreds of fans from all around the world are here, plus the American and the Irish and the British media. This is one blockbuster.
Hello.
Hi, it's Henry McKean from News Talk. Lovely to meet you.
You too. How are you?
Congratulations on this blockbuster.
Thanks very much.
How does it feel to bring it home, to bring it to Dublin, bring it back to Ireland?
It's bringing it home not only to Ireland, but like my entire extended family are here tonight. And like, you make film for public consumption, but you're also making it for the people that you love, and they're all here tonight. So it's a very, very important moment.
So you must be hugely excited. What was it like working with a rhino? I know the rhino was
With a rhino was interesting, but I'll tell you, working with Ridley Scott was a hell of a lot more interesting.
Was he more of a rhino?
He's more of a rhino than the rhino.
And you know, the fact the first one came out 25 years ago, Russell Crowe, you being the next generation, you know, it was such an absolutely huge film, ancient Rome. What do you take from it all?
What do I take it from being involved?
Being in such a big, big, huge production.
It's something that I am incredibly proud of presently. And I think when I look back in 5-10 years that it'll mean a hell of a lot more. But it's just trying to be as present as possible.
So, Paul Mescal, what is your message to your fans? You've got so many fans here from all over the world.
I'm absolutely blown away by the amount of people that turned up. I am deeply grateful because ultimately, without the people who support me, I wouldn't be in this position, being able to be out in front of this film. So it's not lost on me. It's a massive privilege. I mean, a lot of people must have seen After Sun and Oliver Strangers. I don't know. What's going on? How would I rate my chances at a lookalike? I feel like it's easier to parody me than most other people, so I would mid-table. Let's say mid-table finish. Yeah. Denzel, like, he's one of the greatest ever to do it. He's having such... He's just so cool and smart. And, like, I just want to be like him when I grow up.
And final question, the baboon. Biting the baboon. How did that feel? What did you actually bite?
I bit this like prosthetic arm with like little hairs on it, and they were picking them out. I was picking them out of my teeth for about 20 minutes after the take.
Paul Mescal, thank you so much
for
speaking to News Talk.
Thank you.
What was it like meeting Paul Mescal? He signed your Sally Rooney Normal People book.
Yeah, like it's a dream come true for me. Like, Normal People means the world to me, and getting to meet him and speak to him, it's insane.
Were you screaming?
Yes, a lot. It's his acting skills, his just attitude towards being Irish. It's really nice to hear him talking about how much he loves Dublin, loves home, and it's just refreshing to hear that from a young actor.